Hello, my name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. And I want you to stay tuned because God's Word is going to encourage you today. And I know there's not a one of us that we don't need uplifting. We don't need a touch from God. We don't need the hand of God upon us. So listen today and let's just see what God's Word has for us. Let me first pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all of my listeners. You know the needs of every heart that's tuned in today, the ones that are not born again, the ones that need salvation. Lord, touch them, I pray, and deal with them with your tender love and mercy. And for those that are sick in their bodies, for those that need financial help, Lord, touch them today. Those who have families that are in need and in trouble, touch them, O God. And Lord, specifically, we pray for our nation today and ask God that you please touch the leaders of our country. Help them to make the right decisions and do the right thing. Help them, O God, to see that they need to turn back to you, that our country needs to get back to church, needs to get on her knees, and we all need to pray. Lord, I pray today that you just bless America, bless Israel. God, keep us safe. Put your hand of mercy all about us. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. And we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today I want to talk to you. I've been preaching a series of messages on the steps of a good man. And today I would like to bring one of those messages. And I know if you'll stay tuned, God will deal with your heart and bless you. I want to read out of Psalms 37. I want to start reading with verse 23. Psalms 37, verse 23. It says, the steps of a good man or ordered by the Lord. And I want to stop right there and I want to tell you the only good in us is what Jesus that comes through us. It's nothing good that we have done, but it's through the grace of God and the mercy of God that we can call ourselves right before the sight of God. It's the good that we receive from Jesus. Amen. So the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Today I want you to realize that even when we follow the Lord and the devil comes in and tries to make us fall, we won't be utterly cast down, but the Lord will hold us up. That ought to encourage our hearts today. Have you ever had anybody come to do a job for you and they halfway done it, they got halfway through and they quit? The other day I got someone to do some work for me and about halfway they said, I'll be back and finish up. Well, I haven't seen them since. I don't like it when people start something and don't finish it. But the Bible says that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. Whatever he starts in our life, he will finish it. So many times we don't let the Lord finish up the walk that he has for us. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And a lot of times when we start walking and following God, we hit some hard times and all we can see is that right, what is right before us. We can't see the ending, the finishing of the journey. God knows what is the finishing of the journey. And a lot of times because we encounter hardship or have some hard times, we throw our hands up and we don't finish the job. We quit right in the middle of the journey that God has for us and we don't receive the full blessing that he has in store for us. He said we would reap in due season if we wouldn't faint. There's a lot of people that faint along the way and give up, get discouraged, get offended. Never, never have I seen a time that people in churches are offended. I run up on so many people in my travels and going across the country in churches that people are offended. They get offended at this or that or the other and they quit church, they quit this and they won't do their work. They are offended. Our whole nation suffers with the offense. Everybody is offended. We don't want to offend nobody. But let me tell you something. If you walk in this life, you're going to have things happen to you. If you walk in this life, you're going to encounter hardships and things that come to your way. But if you'll stay true to God and just hold on to his unchanging hand, you'll end up in the place that you're supposed to end up in. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about Joseph. We all know the story of Joseph, how that he was one of the younger children, and his other brothers, they were all jealous of him because Joseph had favor with his father, and his father made him a coat of many colors. But his brothers were jealous of him because he had visions and dreams from God. And Joseph told them one day, God showed me that one day you're going to bow down in front of me. Well, they didn't like that. They were offended by that. See, every time you get offended, you're going to do things you shouldn't do, and you're going to cause other people to suffer hardship that shouldn't because you're offended. You're just not offended in your own little life. It affects everybody around you. And the Bible tells us that as they come up, Joseph came down one day to check on his brothers. They were in the field watching the flocks, and they plotted to kill their brother. Have you ever noticed how that you say, well, I'm not going to kill nobody, but let me tell you something. There's more than one way to kill a person. I've seen a lot of people murdered by other people's tongues. They assassinate their whole life by talking about other people and running them down and hurting their reputation. You got to be careful how you talk about others, because when you ponder in your heart ill feelings toward others, it's going to cause you to go out and do things that you otherwise wouldn't do. But whatever seed you're planting is going to come to harvest. And that's what happened with Joseph's brothers. When Joseph got down there, they grabbed him, ripped that coat of many colors off of him, tore it into shreds, killed the animal, and dipped it in blood, sent it back to their father, and told their old father that his son that he loved so much was killed by a wild animal. That was an awful thing to do. And then they took Joseph and threw him down in a pit. But the Bible tells us that even though they threw him in the pit, God was still ordering Joseph's footsteps. You know, if we would have looked at that, just that part right there, we would have said, that's it, I quit. My brothers are mean to me. They've lied on me. Now they are setting up over top of the pit. The Bible says that they sat down at the top of the pit and had lunch, discussed on how they were going to kill Joseph. Can you imagine how Joseph felt as he was down in the pit and hearing his brothers talk about what they were going to do to him? But let me tell you something. There may be times in your life that you're in a pit. Some people fall in a pit. Some people willfully walk in a pit. And some people are thrown in a pit. But no matter how you got into a pit, you got to know the pit is not my home. Don't go to Hobby Lobby and buy decorations for your pit because you're not going to live there. Don't put out a welcome mat. Don't hang curtains because you got to say, I might be in a pit right now, but I'm not going to stay here because God is ordering my footsteps, not man, not my angry brothers, not my jealous brothers, not people that apply. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You gotta know, even though some of you right now I'm talking to, you feel like you're in the deepest pit you ever been in, but I come by to tell you that God, if you'll let him order your footsteps, he'll make a way out of that pit. And that's exactly what they did with Joseph. The Bible says they saw a caravan coming up the road, and they drew him out of the pit and sold him to the caravan. You think, well, that was going from bad to worse. No, because you see, God was ordering his footsteps. A lot of us might have got out of the pit. Let me tell you. Some of you have been in a pit for most of your lives because this is the reason you stay in your pit. You can't get over what your brother's done to you. You can't get over what your husband done to you. You can't get over what your wife has done to you. You can't get over what the boss man. You can't let it go. Drop it. Let it go. Get on with your life. You're never going to get out of a pit as long as you're holding a grudge against the ones that put you in. You see, that releases the Lord to lead you on further down your journey. And that's what happened to Joseph. The Bible says he was sold to the Ishmaelites, and then they took him and put him on the auction block, and he was sold into a house of the Potiphar, of a man, the Potiphar's house. And the Bible says that when Joseph was sold as a slave in the Potiphar's house, even though he was sold as a slave, even though he was taken away from his family, and Joseph was just a young lad, he was only 17 years old when this happened to him, His brothers were cruel and mean and awful to him. But he knew, he always knew from a young child that God had a special calling. See, without a vision, the people perish. Don't let the pit take the vision away from you. Don't let the angry brothers or the brethren or the sisters take your vision away from you. Don't let the hurt that they try to cause you take your vision away from you. You keep your vision that God has given you, because you got to know, hey, I might be going through a hard time right now, but I want you to know I'm going somewhere. Hey, and this ain't it. I'm going somewhere, but the pit is not it. I'm going somewhere, but the auction block, this is not it. It ain't over until it's over. And they sold him into the house of the Potiphar. And the Bible says that when Joseph got down into the Potiphar's house, that he behaved himself so wisely that the Potiphar put everything in charge of his house in the hands of Joseph. And the Bible says the only thing that the Potiphar knew was just the food that he put it in his own mouth. But how many of you know that when you're being blessed of the Lord, it makes the old devil mad? And Potiphar's wife began to chase after Joseph. But even though he was considered to be a household slave, he wouldn't bow down to evil. He wouldn't give in to his master's wife. And when she tried to get him to lie with her, he ran from her. He would not have nothing to do with her. And then she lied on him. And because of the lie that she told on Joseph, he was put in prison for something he did not do. You say, oh my gracious, this is not going nowhere. His brothers stripped his coat off of him. His brothers lied to his father and told his father he was dead. How many times have people looked at you and said, well, they dead. They just as good as dead. You might as well write them off. Has the devil ever tried to write you off? Mark your name off. This is the end of you. You might as well give up. You might as well quit. This is it. Hey, it ain't over. Don't go marking my name over. Don't go blotting my name out, because let me tell you, God's ordering my footsteps, and I'm going where God wants me to go, and no man, no situation can stop it as long as I don't let them take my vision away from me. My vision that I got my eyes on is Jesus. That's what you need to keep your eyes on. Let me tell you, man's going to let you down, but Jesus will never let you down. I run on a lot of people today, and this is the way they are. Nobody wants to play rhythm for Jesus. They all want to lead. You can't do that. If you serve him, honey, you got to play rhythm. You got to back him up. You can't lead him. He has to lead you. You got to let Jesus lead you. And Joseph knew that principle. Even as a young boy, he knew that he had to let God order his footsteps. And he knew that no matter what happened to him, God was going to take care of him. And even though he was put into prison, the Bible says even though he was in prison, even though he was put in such a place as the prison, the Bible says that when he was in prison, that this is what the Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. That's what the Bible says about Joseph in prison. I'm telling you, some of you that are listening, you may be incarcerated right now. You may be in the jailhouse. You may be in prison. But that same thing could be told over you. And the Lord was with, and you put your name in it, and he was a prosperous man. Oh, let me tell you, God can give you favor inside the jailer. He calls it, put an extra piece of bologna on that sandwich you get. He calls you to get an extra cup of cooler. Come on, I'm telling you, God can give you favor. It makes no difference where the devil thinks he's put you. It's God has ordered your footsteps, and Joseph knew that there was something else in store for him. Joseph stayed in the prison a long time, and there was a butler and a baker that came into that prison, and they had a dream, and God gave Joseph the interpretations of the dream. But you know, the one, he lost his head, but the other was restored back to Pharaoh. And Joseph asked him, said, when you get up there, remember me. But guess what? When he got out of prison, he didn't remember him. You know, a lot of times you want people, hey, how about helping me out of here? How about giving me a helping helping hand. How about putting in a good word for me? You know, there was a man that laid by the pool and waited for the moving of the waters, the angels to come down. But he said, I have no man to put me in. But you know, he didn't need a man, because when Jesus came by, Jesus didn't put him in the water. Jesus didn't wait for the trouble in the water. Jesus told him to take up his bed and walk. And that's the way God can do you today. Let me tell you, you don't have to worry about what man can give you and what man can do for you. You got to know God is your source. And when you know that He's going to supply all you need, and the Lord is your shepherd that you shall not want, and that God is going to take care of you, and God is ordering your footsteps. It says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I want you to say to yourself today, oh, I might be going through a rough time. I might be having a hard time, but the Lord, He going to bring me out. But the Lord is sending deliverance. The Lord is not finished with me. This thing is not over with. And the Bible says that one night up in the palace, God gave Pharaoh a dream. Let me tell you, Pharaoh was up in the palace. Joseph was down in the prison. Let me tell you that again. Pharaoh was up in the palace and Joseph was down in the prison. But honey, God was over it all. Oh, hallelujah. That ought to make you all shout right now. Pharaoh was up in the palace and Joseph was down in the prison. But God, the orderer of his footsteps, was over it all. And when the dream that Pharaoh had could not be interpreted, that one that who had his dream interpreted by a young man down in the prison told Pharaoh, said, I remember a young man that when you put me in prison, he told me exactly what was going to happen to me. And they sent for Joseph. The Bible says they cleaned him up. They shaved him up. They put good clothes on him. And they put him up and brought him up before Pharaoh. And when Pharaoh told him the dream, that he had a dream about 7 fat ears of corn, and then the lean, and then the 7 fat cows, and then the lean cows, and he said, what does it mean? And Joseph said, you know, I can't give you this, but my God can. Oh, that just blesses my heart. Through everything that he had been in, his brothers had been mean to him, but that didn't stop his vision and his calling. He had been in a Potiphar's house, and Potiphar's wife lied on him, but that didn't stop his vision, and that didn't stop his dream, and that didn't stop his footsteps from going forward. He was put in prison unjustly, but that didn't stop his vision, and that didn't stop his footsteps, and now he was standing up in the palace, and he still said, my God, it's my God that can give the interpretation. He knew all along it was nothing that Joseph could do. It was his God. And he told him the interpretation of the dream. He said, let me tell you, God is showing you this. There's going to be 7 years of plenty, and then there's going to be 7 years of famine. And what you need to do is put somebody in charge, somebody that you can trust, in charge of the grain, and store up for the years of famine. And when Pharaoh heard Joseph, this young boy, talking, he was in his early 30s when he was now standing before Pharaoh. He said, let me tell you, I'm going to put you in charge. There will be nobody in this whole country, in this whole realm, any higher than you except for me. Joseph was second in command. One day he was in the pit, but one day he stood in the palace. One day he was on the auction block, but one day he was in the palace. One day he was in the Potiphar's house being lied on, but one day he was in the palace. One day he was in the jailhouse, but one day he was in the palace. Let me tell you something. I'm on my way to the palace. You say, what palace are you going to? The King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. I shall see heaven. Oh, this world is not my home. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I've had some hard times, and you've had some hard times, but we can't quit now, because it's the Lord ordering our footsteps, and He's bringing us out of each situation. God bought Joseph out. God caused him to be second in command. God put him in a place that not only was he spared, but he said, I have come to this place. I'm in the place of God that not only would I be spared, but I'll save many lives because I knew God was ordering my footsteps. And even when his brothers came down to Egypt and bowed before him just like God said they would do, when they made himself known to his brothers, he told them this. He said, you meant this thing for evil, but God, oh, I like that. He says, you meant this for evil, but God meant it for good. You meant it to hurt me, but God meant it for good. God will take what was meant to hurt you and turn it around and make a blessing. But even though when he was faced with his brothers that did the same, Joseph had no aught in his heart against him. He took care of his brothers. He sent wagon fulls of blessings down to get his daddy and bring him down to Egypt to take care of him, and saw that they was put in a good land of Goshen and taken care of. You see, when you have a heart knowing that the Lord is ordering your footsteps, you won't hold bitterness in your heart. You'll have a forgiving heart because you serve a forgiving God. You have a merciful heart because you know your God is merciful. I pray today that we will realize this, that the Lord ordered our footsteps. And verse 24 says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Even though Joseph went through some hard times, he never hit rock bottom because the Lord held him up. The Lord held him up in the pit and kept his brothers from killing him. The Lord held him up from Potiphar. He should have been put to death, but the Lord spared him. The Lord held him up and helped him go through the years of prison. And the Lord held him up when he went into the palace. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. God will bring you into a place of blessing. But don't give up and don't quit. Don't stop your journey. Don't cease. Let God lead you. Let God direct you. He will take care of you if you'll just deal with the things in your life. A lot of things we've had to deal with down here. A lot of us are dealing with stuff now. We're dealing with kids that won't behave. We're dealing with situations. We're dealing with financials. We're dealing with all kinds of things. But let me tell you, you just keep going day by day because you know that all things work together to good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. All things. And you got to say to yourself, all things are working to good because I love him and I'm called according to his purpose, and you gotta notify the devil that you're going somewhere. I want you to know you gotta stand up today and say, I'm going somewhere. Devil, you might think you got me in a pit, but I'm going somewhere. You might think I'm on an auction block, but I'm going somewhere. You might think Mrs. Potiphar is lying on me, but I'm going somewhere. You might think I'm in a prison, but I'm going somewhere because my God is ordering my footsteps. My God is taking care of me. My God is leading me and directing me. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He is taking care of me. And you've got to confess the word of God. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? If you don't agree with the word of God, you can't let him lead you because you're always pulling against him and always going your way. I told some people the other day, the theme song of hell is this, I did it my way. And let me tell you, that'll lead you into destruction. That'll lead you into defeat when you always gotta do it your way. You gotta let God do it his way. See, through all of that Joseph went through, he went through training, he went through testing, he went through a time of proving God was making him a great leader. And you gotta know today something. sometimes you might think things are silent, you're not hearing from God, but He's taught us and He's teaching us even now, and doing a test at a time. I heard a brother on TV say the other day, a teacher don't talk when they're giving the test. You got to pay attention when you're receiving instructions. You got to pay attention when God is training you, because when you get in the time of testing, He'll show up and He'll help you through, but you can't quit and you can't give up. I see a lot of people today, they just looking for a reason to stay out of church. They just, any old thing will keep them from going to the house of God. If ever there was a time you supported your church, if ever there was a time you went to church, it needs to be now. If ever there was a time you got on your knees and prayed, it's now. Our country is in trouble. Our nation is in deep trouble. We need a revival, but we can't have a revival if God's people are always quitting and giving up every time they hit a bump in the road. You gotta keep on keeping on. When my husband and I started in the mobile chapel ministry, the first time we ever left the state of Virginia, we were going all the way to California and make a circle with our mobile chapel and then come back east. Well, by the time I got to Texas, I told him, I said, you know, this is far enough. Let's just U-turn right here at Texas and just go on back home. And my husband said, no, God didn't call us to go halfway. God called us to go all the way. We went all the way to California. We went all the way back home. And we did that for 36 years until the Lord took him home. And now I'm still making those trips. I'm still traveling. I'm still preaching. God didn't call me to go halfway and quit. God didn't call me to go part the way and give up. God didn't call me to get in the middle of a trial or facing a furnace and say, this is it, I give up. I want to make a stand, and I want to stand true to God, because let me tell you, I'm going somewhere because the Lord is ordering my footsteps. You need to say that today. The Lord is ordering my footsteps. And you remember that God is over it all. It's not man, but it's God. You gotta know, God is greater than any government. God is greater than any law. God is greater than any circumstance. It's God that will bring us out, and it's God that's ordering our footsteps. I want to read that again out of the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Verse 24 says this, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. God won't entrust anybody else to do it. He will hold you up. Lord, I pray for all of my listeners. Let them realize they must hold on. Keep on making the steps. Keep on following your orders, for you will lead them into a place of victory, never to leave them. You said you'd never forsake us, and I thank you for that. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Today, if you've not made Jesus your Lord and Savior, the Bible says if you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, if you confess with him, that confess to him, confess your sins, repent of your sins, and confess that he is Christ, and receive him into your heart, you can be saved. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. That is a gift of God, the greatest gift that could ever be received. Receive Jesus today, and God bless you, and thank you for listening to the broadcast. Look at my website, truckingforjesus.org, and if you have a prayer request list, write me, and I'll be glad to pray with you concerning your request. And I ask that you pray for me too, as I keep on keeping on for Jesus, keeping my eyes on him, the author and the finisher of our faith. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Jesus. And again, thank you for listening to the broadcast.